This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world on the Internet and satellite this weekend. And thank you very much for tuning in wherever you're at. A special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe in the coronavirus effort, too. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, thanks so very much for doing the great job you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us to start things out, our number one of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we mean those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, before we get started with what we're going to talk about, the obvious, the big weekend, last weekend before the election on Tuesday, an amazing story of how they found a second laptop belonging to Hunter Biden, of all places, in a psychiatrist's office in Massachusetts for a raid that was made that had nothing to do with Hunter Biden. It had to do with the former television psychiatrist Keith Albaugh, who used to be on television a lot. They raided his offices because he lost his license for prescribing medications to people that maybe shouldn't have got them, and that got him in trouble. So of all things to find, they found this laptop computer.
Yeah, this is really very interesting, Captain, because here's another, you know, wayward laptop of Hunter Biden, evidently. What was it? Why wasn't it with Hunter Biden? What was it doing at this office, as you said? So those are some pretty good questions. Now, of course, they would have seized this laptop as part of another investigation that wasn't for Hunter Biden, as you said. However, the very fact that that laptop is part of the evidence of whatever was seized in that office, that might provide some kind of cross-referencing or corroboration of the data on the other laptop, this one from the Delaware repair shop. So it could be a very, very significant find.
Well, I'm going to venture a guess, just a guess, as to why his laptop would be in that doctor's office, that psychiatrist's office. How about he was being treated by the psychiatrist?
Yeah, that's a very...
Because he was having a lot of problems, and they talked about his emotion. You know, I remember when he was going through his divorce and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. There was a lot of stuff about, well, he's having emotional problems, and his business went belly up, and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. You know, we're talking about, what, a $1 billion business or something like that? We still haven't figured out how much money he got altogether. But let's say he did get $1 billion, and he blew $1 billion. Yeah, I guess I'd be looking for psychiatric help, too.
Well, right. Well, again, yeah, he was there for some reason, and, you know, again, this will all start to unfold.
Oh, yeah.
And really, of course, the story leads from Hunter Biden really to, as you said, these business dealings And what did they, how did they relate to the vice president, the former vice president at the time? This is very, very important.
All right. So we got that out there. That's the breaking news as we came on. There's another breaking news story. Unfortunately, we had two police officers shot. One is in very serious condition. He was shot in the cheek. The bullet went up into his brain where it's lodged right now. And that was over in Texas.
Right. I thought that was in, I thought it was in New Orleans.
Oh, that's right. New Orleans. I'm sorry. Yeah, there was another shooting in Texas. You're right. But the one in Texas involved a deputy, where a perpetrator was shot for, attacking a deputy. But anyway, you are right. That was New Orleans. My bad.
Oh, no, not at all. But you see, the officer who was shot in New Orleans, you're right. He was shot in the left cheek and it lodged in his skull. He did walk in under his own power, we understand, but this is a very serious injury. The other officer who was there with him at the time sustained abrasions and cuts, I think, from flying glass, so he was not shot himself. But, Captain, this kind of ambush is just unthinkable. And, again, the folks out there who put on a badge and go out and protect us, they need all our support.
Well, they do, and Blue Lives Matter, and on this program, they're going to get all the support we can possibly give them. And by the way, folks, I'm going to say this again. This is why I know Donald Trump is going to win. There is a massive wave of police and police supporters voting against the Democrats in every city where they've talked about defunding or reallocating funds for the police. And there was a report in Austin, Texas, another report in Austin, Texas, that's where I got this from, that they had, because of taking making $20 million in cuts to the police, there's been a spike in violent crimes over the last 3 months.
Well, exactly right. And you can compare that to Seattle, Washington, where they're having all kinds of problems, Captain. They have numerous homeless encampments now. Residents are complaining, but the police tell them, we don't have those teams any longer that go out and deal with homeless encampments, for example. And crime is also going up. And people are asking questions. And this is the unfortunate result of defunding the police.
Every major blue city across the country where they defunded the police, and if there's no red cities that did this, all the blue cities in the blue states, they are in store for a huge shock come Tuesday. And when we come back, we're going to tell you what the emergency plan is for Florida. The Democrats are on their way to Miami. We're going to tell you why. We're going to tell you what's going on. Utterly amazing things going on right now this weekend, the last weekend before Election Day Tuesday. And if people are feeling good about Donald Trump getting elected, they should. But in the meantime, you need to get out. You need to vote. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done to me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, just like clockwork, I took my Relief Factor at about midnight my time about 2 hours ago, and it's working quite nicely, thank you, because, again, my ankle swells up, my leg starts to swell up a little bit, I get the pain in there, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. I take it, and it's done. It's over with. It's ended. So, if you want to take advantage of the combination of the ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps support the body's natural response to inflammation and lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever type of problems you've got, including normal day living, Relief Factor will be your answer. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases discomfort, comes in individual packets, convenient to use and open, and it supports healthy joints and muscles and helps in the rehealing process, too. Now, you can try the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. You do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try. Tens of thousands of people have done it, and they found out what I found out. Simply put, it works. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want you to know something before I go to my caller.
Mm-hmm.
Massive crowds at the Trump rallies shouting CNN sucks, according to Jim Acosta, just isn't normal.
Just isn't normal. Well, here's the thing. I mean, they are expressing themselves, let's just say, and they're not happy with some of the way that CNN, in terms of their opinion, people have gone.
Let me tell you something. At the Tampa Trump rally that I was at with a large contingent of veterans, Veterans for Trump, we turned around and we all started yelling at CNN. CNN sucks. CNN sucks. And what was hilarious was when they put that hose up in the air, the fire department put the hose up in the air to get a little mist coming our way to make us feel a little cooler than what we were. They drenched CNN. They knocked them off the air for about 15 minutes because they were out in the open and their equipment got wet. Fox was down the other end with a little tent over the top, and they were high and dry.
Wow. Yeah. Well.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to the phone lines here, but before I go to the phone lines, I want to remind everybody that this lead, these polls are all getting very narrow. Don't buy the lie that somebody's up by double digits anywhere. It is not true. All right. Mike in Clearwater. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. You know, there was news that the Philadelphia police were specifically instructed not to arrest any of the looters or people that are out on the streets committing all this mayhem.
That's true. That's true.
And what concerns me, Professor and Captain, and I want both y'all's opinion, the police are literally being vilified. I mean, I really fear for the safety of any one of these men and women that put their life. They're being shot at when they're sitting in their cruiser, just, you know, eating their lunch. They're being ambushed, you know, the people are hiding behind the bush, and when they come by, they're just opening fire. They're being called to fake calls, and as soon as they get there, they're being met with gunfire. This can't be normalized, and I'm afraid that these unhinged people are telling people, you know, the police are no good, you know. Go out there, and basically it's open season. Go hunt for them. And I'm very concerned because once you go down that road, it's not too far before you get to the end where there's total anarchy. And I want to see what you and the professor have to think about that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks, Mike. Now, Kyle, do you want to start or do you want me to?
You go ahead, Captain.
All right. I have a very definitive opinion about this. Number one, where it's the worst is in the blue cities, where the Democrats run the local government. Okay. Now, the mayors in these blue cities, big blue cities, should be ashamed of themselves. And the people in those blue cities should be standing up and going, hey, we want our police. We want our protection. What's this nonsense telling the police not to arrest people? Or what are you doing passing laws that say that, well, no bail, you just come on in and we'll let you go when you get done and you go right back out on the street and loot and rob and shoot again or whatever. And that's the case in some of these states and some of these cities, these big blue cities. It's got to stop. We have to turn this around. And we support the police on this program. And by God, and I'm a firefighter, retired firefighter, okay? And let me just throw something else out there. A firefighters union today, the entire union, endorsed President Trump. Where, you say? Minnesota.
Oh, yes, very cool. Very cool indeed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I think, Captain, what Mike was talking about was so very important, and because he used that term normalized. What's happening is that the notion that hating the police, attacking the police, is becoming normalized. And what that's, I think, part of that is because the city governments are trying to kowtow politically in this whole situation, but it's a total disaster, obviously. But another part of it is the idea that you're trying to change the perception of law enforcement, of police themselves, for some larger issue. And in other words, almost kind of like a terrorist kind of a mindset, that there's an occupation going on and we just need to fight back against the occupiers, or it's that kind of mentality. It's not a one-to-one correspondence, but it's that kind of mentality which makes it okay. In other words, you know, people are they held up as heroes in some of these groups? Because they attacked the police. You know, it's got to stop. And you're right, Captain. You've got to be able to say you've got to go and arrest these people. But it's so far out of hand. That's why a major victory by Donald Trump is necessary in this case.
Well, I just mentioned Minnesota. I will also mention Michigan. The president is not going to lose Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma. Okay, that's the entire southeastern and southern block, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's also not going to lose, and he's going to gain, and he's going to win in Minnesota. You know how I know that? Because of what I just told you. There's a movement afoot, and I've been telling you this for months, ever since the riots broke out, and ever since the police were ordered to back off, and the police chief, and all the things that happened up there, the police officers got hurt. The Blue Lives Matter movement is stronger than ever in these cities where these mayors defunded the police department or reallocated funds. New York City, there's going to be a big surprise amongst the local politicians, and even though New York City will not go red, per se, it'll certainly shock the hell out of de Blasio and the rest of the Democrats there with what's going to happen with some of the people that are going to go down in a blaze of glory. And Florida, Cory Booker is coming to Miami. Cory Booker's coming down to straighten out the mess because they don't have enough blacks that are voting early. And we've got over 500,000 more Republicans that have voted than Democrats right now, in-person voting. And they're really concerned about that because all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, they're not coming out to support us.
Yeah, that's right, Captain.
And they're not.
No, they're not. And right now the alarm bells are going off at Biden headquarters, and it's not computing for them. They just don't know how to explain this. But I think we can, and that is because President Trump has actually done things. He's made the promises. He's kept the promises. He's actually helped people in this country, and it, you know, not discerning the different groups and so forth, because President Trump has helped to create an economy that lifts up everybody, and that really does mean something to people. And also, Captain, it's because I think that they really believe that President Trump hears them and understands what they're about.
Well, let's talk about Rochester, Minnesota, where they only allowed 250 people inside, thanks to Keith Ellison, the attorney general, who, by the way, is a former congressman and former co-chairman of the Democratic Party. And the governor of Minnesota said, nope, we can't have this. This is not a good thing for us because everybody's going to get sick. They're going to get COVID and they're all going to die, you know, and all this other crap they were throwing out there. But you know something? It's not happening. They're wrong. He's had all these different rallies where there's been thousands of people, and it's not happening. What they're saying and they're worried about just isn't going on. It's part of the little game they're playing. And in Rochester, Minnesota, they had 250 people inside, about 25,000 people outside, and the president came outside and acknowledged them and talked to the crowd.
Well, exactly. In fact, the actions by Ellison and so forth, they actually amplified President Trump.
They handed Minnesota to Donald Trump by doing what they did. They handed, listen to me closely, folks, they handed Donald Trump on a silver platter the state of Minnesota by doing what they did. People are over that stuff, and they can't wait to vote again for these clowns because they're going to vote them out. All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm telling you, think we're fired up? You bet we're fired up. And by the way, we're going to be talking to somebody that wrote a book called Get Trump, Gus Malassus. He'll be on here in just a few minutes. But I'm going to break, and I'll be coming right back. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with me. Don't go anywhere. It's a fun weekend.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks fell with the Dow losing about 150 points to close out its worst month since March in the final lap of the presidential race. Investors have been spooked by record-high coronavirus infections in the United States and fresh lockdowns in Europe. Regarding that presidential race, two campaign stops down, one to go for President Trump. The president speaking in Michigan and Green Bay, Wisconsin, earlier today.
They're trying to take over our country. And we caught them. They're coming for your guns, they're coming for your jobs, and they're coming for your freedom. Your vote will stop them on November 3rd. Get out there. You got to vote. It's the most important issue.
President Trump ending his day in Rochester, Minnesota. Minnesota, a state that has not been won by a Republican since Richard Nixon. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. And Larry Elder was in town, Sarasota, a week ago, and had the opportunity to chat with him again. He's really a great guy, got a lot of things on the ball, especially when it comes to certain things. By the way, he is an attorney, so he knows what he speaks when he talks about legal cases. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's got a website, geico.com, geico.com. Go there and get a cost comparison for your car or your truck insurance or your boat or your ATV, your motorcycle, your RV, whatever you got that's got wheels on that moves around or a propeller, guess what? You can get it insured at Geico. And then, if you really want to save money, like I have for the last 15 years that I've had them, I've got my homeowner's insurance bundled with the car, and I save quite a bit of money that way. Now, if you're a safe driver, every year you'll get a 10% discount in your rates, too, so that also saves you money. But if you're a renter, you can also combine it and bundle it and get a deduction that way with your vehicle you're driving plus your renter's or your car insurance. Now, we're going to be talking. I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here first. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to read you this dedication, this forward to this book that's in here, and then we'll go from there, and we'll get to Gus Malassis, who's the author of this book called Get Trump, which is something that right about now, if you've got any doubts about who to vote for, this book will solve it. Now, he says, this is dedicated with gratitude to my beautiful family and friends who have shaped my life, vision, and love of a place called America. It's a dedication to all deplorables.
This is a book for everybody, for red Americans, for blue Americans, for white Americans, for black Americans, for gay Americans, for straight Americans, for Americans who are in the media and those who either love or hate the media, for Americans who believe in God and those who don't, for Americans living in red or blue states, for all Americans, even those independent Americans living in border towns, transitioning from one gender to another, who voted for Reagan but love Kennedy. This book is for all of you. But no matter who you are in America, you either get Trump or you want to get Trump. Enjoy the book, Gus Malassus, A Deplorable Red, White, and Blue Independent Voter. And we're going to bring Gus Malassus in here right now. Good morning, Gus.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing good. If we were doing any better, we'd be out already celebrating Donald Trump's win across the country. Now, Kyle's got a couple of questions already drilled up here for your book, Get Trump. So, Kyle, go ahead.
Well, good morning, Gus. Sure. Great to have you here.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, of course, of course. Well, your book, Get Trump, it seems to me, just as the captain was reading there in the dedication, it kind of works on a couple of different levels. People who get Trump in terms of understanding him, maybe clicking with him, and others who literally have been trying to get Trump. And in your book, you do follow a lot of these different attempts, correct, in order to try to, quote-unquote, get President Trump?
Exactly, and you know, that's the thing. I get him. I get what his heart is and where his head is. It's really about loving America like all of us do. But I've watched, the reason I wrote the book is I watched these people. I'm a journalist that graduated from Wayne State in journalism, love the profession, and I watched these people assail him, persecute him, dare I say crucify him for 3.5, 4 years, actually more than that, with the coup, et cetera. And I just couldn't take it anymore. And I had to do something about it. So I started writing, and the name came to me and a dream came to me that I had to get involved. And it took a couple years of my life. But, you know, you guys are out there watching this go on. We're watching two Americas here. There's two movies going on. We're watching one movie of a guy that loves America, works his tail off. I was in Tampa the other day. I don't know how a 74-year-old man who just beat COVID-19 or the Chinese virus can do the events he does. And the other guy who's, you know, forget that he's corrupt and a lifetime politician. But there's no comparison. It's two movies here. You know, it's basically good versus evil as I see it.
And Gus, you say you were in Tampa. You saw the crowd that was there. You saw the enthusiasm. I'm assuming you were at the rally.
I was there, and I was wearing a black suit, being a kid from Motown. Everyone thinks I'm from New York, and I was wearing a black suit with a red tie, and I had a red MAGA hat on. First time I've worn the hat since the rally of 4 years ago, because I've been, you know, I'm one of those quiet Trump supporters who can't voice my opinion in places of work. So I'm obviously that silent person. Yeah, it was enthusiasm, and that's the reason why I think there's no doubt that we have good results on Tuesday. I don't believe any of the polls, by the way, except for a few of the groups, the Trafalgar Group, some of the people got it right last time. They're missing the story because they don't want to see the story, just like they're missing the Biden story. They don't want to see that story. So,
yeah. Okay. And, Kyle, you had a couple more questions there. Go ahead.
Well, sure. Thank you, Captain. Yeah, well, Gus, do you think that President Trump is able to connect better than, you know, or maybe better said in a different way with people than, say, the affability of Ronald Reagan or even a Bill Clinton, who was able, you know, a very good politician, able to try to make people think that he's feeling their pain, that kind of thing? Is President Trump's the reason why people get Trump the way that they do? Is it because he's just more accessible than any politician that we've seen in a long time?
I think that's a fabulous question, by the way, and I think it bridges a couple of eras. And I think that Ronald Reagan, as much as I loved and admired him and got to know him better, had a much easier time connecting with people across the aisle because it was a different America then. The Democrats were not unhinged. They generally love this country. I think there's a lot of leftists that don't love this country. They want to change it. As far as Clinton, I thought he was a good politician, good grassroots politician, door-to-door a politician feeling the pain. But there's nobody like Donald Trump in terms of the natural. I saw it and I won't mention some politicians that I saw up there giving speeches at different events. The difference between him and the politician is that he's not a politician. He's real. He's authentic.
Right.
He's comfortable in his own skin. and you can't change that. That's why I say in one of my little small chapters is, please tweet to your heart's content. Those that tell you not to tweet, don't listen to them. Those are the traitors, because they don't really get you. You know, the one tweet that bothered me was the John McCain, the first John McCain tweet about the hero. That was the only one, as far as them voting on the health care. John McCain was a typical politician after he was a war hero. Mm-hmm. After he was a war hero, was a typical, you know, so I think he's so unique. And by the way, I think the media is jealous of him in Hollywood because he's more talented than most of the people in Hollywood and more natural.
Yeah.
He does a stand-up comedy routine, off-cuff, unrehearsed, stopping. I've never seen anything like it.
Let me point something out here. This president is working without a salary. He's taking his salary and giving it to various different charities within the government. Wounded Warriors got some of it. Postal Workers Pension Fund got some of it because they were needing some money or whatever. And there was he keeps doing that. Every quarter when he gets a check, it goes to a different charity.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. And, you know, Captain, what I said in the book, too, the chapter said, this is a man, the worst business deal of his life was getting into politics and getting out of his business. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's not part of that swamp that, Mr. Biden and his...
Well, we got about 90 seconds left here, Gus. So what I want you to do is I want you to tell everybody, I think the gist of the book is in the last three chapters you wrote.
Well, the last three chapters, and Captain, I kept wanting to end the book, but they wouldn't let me end the book. They brought up the damn impeachment. You know, they brought up, then the damn Chinese virus came in, then the peaceful protests and riots.
Yeah.
So I kept writing. The thing that's nice about this and is that I take it late in the game. So the last three chapters culminate, it's a very personal story about how I grew up and was a different voter, but it ends up being these last three chapters, the masking and unmasking of America, the difference really about Biden and people wearing their masks, the Democrat Party wearing their masks, lying to black voters, keeping them on the plantation, Then the next chapter is waking up a woke America. It really talks about our statues, our traditions. And then the final chapter is Making America Great Again.
Okay, now I want you to tell everybody, you've got about 30 seconds here, tell everybody where to get this book.
Well, you know what I really love people to do? They can get the cheapest version, so I'm not in it for the money. I want them to see it on Kindle, at least read the last three chapters, get motivated. I want to change some hearts and minds. So you can get it on Kindle, barnesandnoble.com, or amazon.com. It's available now. I'm going to be, you know, after the election, going to be doing the Christmas season and through the inauguration and stuff. Love to come back and talk about it again. We can, you know, talk a little bit more. But I really appreciate this opportunity, guys.
This is far too great
an election and important not to be involved. This is our country at stake.
Yeah, and we appreciate you writing that because the books like these that are tell-alls that help people out to make their decisions. We don't have that many undecided voters, and we do have people that are trying to change their vote, which they can only do in seven states. But here comes the music. I got to let you go. The book, folks, is getting. Trump. All right. Thanks, Gus.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. God bless.
All right. And, Kyle, I'm going to put you on hold because we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the highways and byways across the country for all the truckers out there. And, we got some weather again, but it's cold. It's not what we had earlier. It's strong winds and cold temperatures. And I'm glad I'm where I'm at right now. All right. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's our good friend Donna Fiducia. And, of course, she was with Fox for a number of years. As she said, 26 years, I believe, was the total I heard come through my earpiece here. And I've met her at the World Trade Center on September the 11th. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Stop on by there and make on sure that you grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee when you pull into the parking lot, because you tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and that's what's going to happen. All righty, here we go. Let's get things kicking right now.
Down.
Oh, yeah, a little Joan Jett and the Blackhearts from years ago. And that's Hate Myself for Loving You. Now, we're going to get going here. I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix and call her. Hang on. We'll get to you in a minute. Here's what's going on across the country. I'm going to read this, and then I'll turn it over to Kyle. A low-pressure system pushing eastward will generate strong winds over parts of the Rockies and Plains through Saturday into Sunday with some light precipitation. Meanwhile, a much cooler air mass will overtake the eastern half of the country with frost and freeze concerns, elevated fire weather conditions expected for the Great Basin, parts of California, along with poor air quality in some locations, and we got some really cold temperatures around tonight. We'll tell you about that in a minute, but Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight in Cheyenne area of Wyoming and also near Laramie. We've got those high wind warnings that are continuing. So if you're coming up I-25 towards Cheyenne, Wyoming, or if you're headed west on I-80 towards Laramie and Elk Mountain, be very careful of those high winds. Also another high wind warning in the northern part of Wyoming, again near Cody, Wyoming, and that's along Route 14 for anybody traveling out there. Then as we make our way up into Montana, we have a lake wind advisory. This is in the northeast part of the state. And around Montana, we're not seeing too much in terms of cloud cover. There's a little bit here and there, but we do have some pretty cold temperatures there up in Montana right now, but a little bit warmer than it was a couple of nights ago. For example, 46 in Great Falls, 39 in Butte, and that's something to say if that's warmer than it was.
Well, it's colder than that where I'm going to talk about in a minute here, but go ahead.
Yes. Well, it's also blowing dust. We have a blowing dust advisory. This is going to be west of Spokane, southwest of Spokane, as you travel down I-90 through the state of Washington. So be very careful there as well. Looks like that continues on a little past Moses Lake, almost to when you get to Ellensburg there along I-90. Then in Central California, air quality alert continues there. And that's about what's going on right now in Cajon Pass. It's 55 degrees, Captain. You've got 4 miles per hour of wind for those trucking through the Cajon Pass right now.
All right. Well, going over to North and South Dakota, folks, and especially around Rapid City, you've got some extremely high winds, gusts to 40 miles an hour coming out of Rapid City. North Dakota, high winds all across the state, western part of Minnesota to include the northwestern corner. You might have noticed the president was pretty well bundled up, and so was the crowd when he was in Minnesota yesterday. And then moving over into the upper peninsula of Michigan, you've got a freeze warning. Temperatures tonight down in the teens up there. And in parts of Indiana, the western part, half of Indiana, down to the Kentucky border and the southern part of, Ohio, and also over into Illinois and over into the southeastern corner of Missouri and most of Tennessee, you've either got freeze warnings, hard freeze warnings, or frost warnings. And the colder temperatures are going to be over in the mountains of Carolina, mountains of Virginia, mountains of Maryland, where you're going to have some temperatures again down into the teens. And the wind chill factor over there could be even colder than that. Other than that, that's about what we got going on right now. And remember, the Pilot and Flying J truck stop's the place to go on the Third Watch. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and oh boy, guess what? You can get yourself a free cup of coffee, and don't forget to join the Drivers Club either and get the points that you get for buying fuel and buying food and buying stuff in the store. Now, we've got a caller that's been waiting very patiently. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Janine, and I'm calling from Seattle.
Yes, ma'am, and it's nice that you're a first-time caller, right?
Yes, I am. I've been listening to you for a couple weeks, and you're great. I love this overnight where you get the news straight from you, accurate, and I like it.
Well, we thank you very much, and we want you to tell all your friends up there. You're listening to us on what, KITZ?
No, I'm actually listening to you on the TalkStream radio app.
Oh, okay. All right, because we're actually heard up in Seattle on, I believe it's AM 1400 and 920 KITZ radio.
Okay.
But that's okay. Well, we don't care how you listen to us as long as you get it.
Yeah. And I just like to say hello to Kyle.
Sure.
Hey, Jimmy.
And then, hi. Hey, also, did you hear about this Joe Biden slug that he did? He slurred his words.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of, well, he's been doing a lot of scary things lately, but I'm thinking that somebody had mentioned that he could have had like a mini stroke.
Well, he has had, in the past, it was reported, he did have a slight stroke when he was a vice president. But now what we're looking at is we're looking at dementia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's real sad and awful that.
Now, have you voted yet? Have you voted yet, Janine?
No, but I'm going straight red.
All right. Well, you make sure you tell your friends, say, hey, man, you got to wake up and smell the roses here. It's really important. We got to get this right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and keep on listening, and we'll keep on trucking. How's that?
Okay, that's great. Have a good night.
Thank you, Janine. Okay, and that's a good call there, Kyle, from a first-time caller up in Seattle.
Yeah, that was great to hear from Janine, and yes, and call us back again. Let us know how things are going in Seattle, because with everything happening with the mayor versus the city council and so forth, that's going to be an ongoing story, I think.
Well, I got on the ball early on because I know some people up there, not only from the radio stations that were on up there in Seattle, but also from the police department who have called in before. And you might remember we did have that police officer call in one night when the riots were going on up there in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling us, he's saying, listen, we want to do our job, but the mayor won't let us. So we got it right up close and personal when all that stuff was going on and got that out there before anybody else was able to say anything. Now, obviously, we don't know, you know, we'd never mention an officer's name or anything like that, but we know he was a police officer because he contacted me later by email, and I got information from him that way, and he was telling me that it just was, you know, the police officers wanted to do their job in Seattle, and they were held back.
Exactly right. And, you know, I've been able to visit Seattle many years ago.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful city. It breaks my heart to see the things that we've seen on the, you know, on the news happening there. And there's got to be a way to make it, better again. I
mean, well, there is. Vote the bums out to create a mess to begin with. Vote them the heck out of office. You've got an election coming up in Seattle and everywhere else around the country here on Tuesday. If you don't like the way things are going, vote them out of office.
That's right. That's right. And you can use your voice. That's exactly what you can do.
That's what it's all about. Majority rules, and that's the way it is in this country. It's not, well, I don't like this, and you don't like that. Nope, majority rules. Whoever the majority happens to be, that's what you're going to get. And if you want more of the same, and you are of that persuasion where you're going to have the police stand down and all that stuff, then maybe you ought to think about what you're doing to the other folks around you, because they're leaving. People in California are leaving. People in Oregon are leaving. People in Washington State are leaving. Where this is going on, where it's out of control, they're going out of the state.
Well, that's exactly right. And they're also leaving the downtown areas. And what I'm concerned about is you're going to have a business that aren't going to be in those tall buildings downtown for very long.
Yeah. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with hour number two right after the top of the hour news on the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. And today you'll be able to see me at the gun show, the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show over in Largo. I'll be over there at the Mindreg Hall from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stop on by, say howdy, howdy. I got free stuff I'll be giving out, too. So, see you there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.